the meeting to order. Jim isn't going to make it, and we don't know where Craig is, so we're already at 20-0. So since we don't have a flag, we're not going to do the pledge today. So I call the meeting to order. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of May 8th? Okay. Any discussion? Yeah. No discussion?
Okay. Oh, actually, there's a question. And first name spelled H-O-L-E-R. Not
public. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. All right, we have resolution number 255, amending. Did you want to say anything before we did that?
Well, we were just going to talk about a moment of the year, just after that ends. Weather of about 100 FTE, 75 over the year, and course of the year, etc. Summer, the moment is still coming up a little bit, we're just about done. So we ended up well. What's encouraging, though, is our applications, new students coming in.
That's great.
We got to turn that into registration, but the application is important.
Do you have any idea, besides your wonderful job, that Rick's causing
that? It could be the Excelsior program. The word is out there that education is now free. We won't know until we get them here. We are doing more and more with marketing. We do have a task force that has come out to a special event that are doing churches or community and events and they're promoting programs. New websites. I'm going to show some videos tonight of some new marketing that we've come together. All those pieces I think add up to it.
Can you explain the relationship between the state that has been
what we do is a projection of what the state says on the board. That's based on what the high school is. So any new enrollment up beyond what they present has to be the new program you offer, saving the students with potential, going to the south part of the county. We have the ESN program that's coming. These are things that are bringing in up and beyond what they were. These are all new initiatives. Well, one thing we did was we put the PTEC in, which is that high school program that works in conjunction with colleges. We only have one state to check. So we have high school kids with college credit. Well, that helps because we get that added income.
So,
what is going to be the increase in tuition
we're going to ask for $75 per semester this year. Now, the reason we're doing that is because a number of reasons. When we, 10% of all our students who are in high school, 10% come from 20% of our enrollment now is in the region, so the classes that are being taught in high school. Those students only pay one full tuition. We're going to reduce much students in that program and pay nothing. We get $400,000 in scholarship. We really got to have to help with that. Once you really, you know, couldn't afford an increase. Now, the only ones that affected the increase is make $125,000 a year. That would be the only population. Otherwise, I mean, this collegiate program, scholars program, we call it.
You may have been family faster.
Now, how long was the tuition flat? When was the last time you were raised?
You raised it last year. You
raised it. Yeah. Right. That's right. That's right. You raised it. Right. How much did you raise last year?
No.
The year before?
I think
the year before is when it was flat.
I think so.
Because that's when I pushed the idea for us getting money, and Mike later on made them take money out of their
rankings
and get all this kind of stuff. But the key didn't lie. Now, what would you need to keep flat? What would you need to keep pushing flat?
Income probably. It's one of the difficult things about you get a balance. But what's interesting is that we did, out of the 30 community colleges, there is not one that I know of that didn't do the same thing. We are the low end of that. And if you look at our surrounding area, just about the lowest situation. The only one who was lower than us is Dutchess. The reason they're lower than us
is they don't have to get involved with the Dutchess so possible.
They have 9,000 students.
The number of students was put in the right place, and it was put right in the middle of all the population. So you've got two occupants sitting there. Here, Allard is in the middle of the county, which makes no sense. It makes sense geographically, but it makes no sense otherwise. We're under the dam. There they may be in the Cleveland area or Ulster area.
Maybe in the southern location that can help too. You're going to have any possibility. Think of the chargebacks that we have in 20 years. It's almost $3 million. And they're all going over the richest touches and down on the country. So the location that we still down look at is, you know, 2 miles.
Well, some of it was the bathrooms, the scale of the bathrooms, too.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That was, from what I understand, it
was totally different. Yeah, it was totally different. I think they did the same with the school.
Okay, so resolution 255, amending resolution 94, dated March 18, 2014, and amending resolution 208, dated May 19, 2017, relating to capital project number 405, Kelder Center, SUNY Ulster. And so you want to move it? Second? Any discussion? What's that? A second? Okay. Any discussion?
Quickly, Alex, is
final cost of the total project was. Numbers, the estimate has been changing back and forth, and now we found that all the numbers reconcile and pay off all the bills. This, that $524,000 is the cost of this test. And not the state needs that to close out their bills and they do the
I noticed that your idea brings up the idea of the staff or the president's residence. Shows up.
Right. So a few years back, the college had owned the residence.
Right.
He never used it. We sold it. The state kept the money in a holding account. We used to offset the Calder renovation. So that money is used up. They want to reconcile all of the expenses and the income during the it's just offsetting the county. It's really required from SUNY to make sure that they account for all the expenses, all the income, in one final number, that doesn't reimburse us, or 50% reimburse the
other 50%. Yeah, the rest doesn't count. He used it more for fundraising.
Right. I understand that he's there, his original house.
The county didn't get much out of it because it was funded by the foundation.
And some of the state, we had to pay back what we
were. Right.
What
so they, we had to pay back that. Yeah. So then the county made it back to about $60,000.
Yeah.
All right. Good enough.
All right. So all in favor?
Yep.
Motion carries.
That would be okay with
that. No. So I'm sitting here thinking, that would have
do we have any other old buildings?
Yeah, I was in high school. Beautiful pool.
I'm by and I think about it every time.
Just a point that I just said for old business that I would like to be in the subcommittee for the gender.
Bullying.
Education prevention. And so I will make some progress on meeting because I don't want to keep that set for ourselves and especially if there's anyone else who's interested. I'll just send that in the general message. I need to do something, but exactly who. But we do have to look at how this $10,000 spent for this year.
Right.
Or carry it over. I think it's better to see how it would be spent. Even if we just do a pilot with one or two buildings that are very interesting. And justify that as a way of looking how to recommend that for trying to pay money.
Right.
It doesn't have to be every school in the district that we were discussing in the last meeting.
Right.
It just has to be schools that would be interested in serving as a pilot.
Right. And we want to try to keep the school board, school superintendents to Yeah, I mean, the difficulty is then with the whole legislature would support that, and we'd be one district versus another, but I think we put it out there as an opportunity for all, and then, right, and there's an incredible amount of interest, and for us, that's good for me.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other old business? Any new business?
Okay, do I have a motion?
Just a minute. Second? On table? Thank you. 6 o'clock.